Hi, I'm Marilyn Brummett. I am the Director of Development with the Miami Rescue Mission and Broward Outreach Centers. And in the studio with me today, I have two very good-looking young men sitting here with me, very active in doing some community, making a difference and a change. And I was just saying to them they should be out there biking or surfing. But anyway, welcome to the show, Lucas and Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we got to kind of start out here as to how come you're not having lots of fun this summer, or maybe you are working it in between, but how'd you get involved in this campaign called Pennywise Campaign? Tell our listeners about it, and how did you get involved?
I grew up in Miami all my life, and I remember living in it and passing by homeless people, passing by food shelters, and not thinking twice about it. However, as I went to college and came back down to Miami, I found that I wanted to give back to this place that had really given a lot to me.
Well, was there a moment of revelation? What made you do that?
Actually, my church up in New York that I attend was very big on social justice and community service to the surrounding community of the church, and it really got me interested in helping people and providing needs that I could provide for them, and caring for my brother.
Wow, that's great. And Daniel, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I am from India, and this is my first year in America. I study at Yale University, and they offered me this program. And in India, as people may know, there's a lot of poverty, and I was very touched by that. So I felt if I could come here and maybe help out as much as I can here and maybe get some experience so that when I go back, I can take something back with me.
Wow. Now, I really think that is awesome. So let's dive right into what the Pennywise campaign is. You both are organizers of this. So, Lucas, you want to tell our listeners what it's all about?
Yes. This year, there is a $400 million budget cut, or budget hole in
deficit.
Deficit in the county budget.
So Miami-Dade County budget.
Miami-Dade County budget. And so what the Pennywise campaign is fighting is for that deficit to not be taken out of the budgets that provide the community services and jobs for people who work and live in Miami-Dade County. We believe that cutting the budget and essentially cutting these services to Miami-Dade County is a detriment not only to the safety of the community, but also the health and the prosperity of the people who live here.
Who's really affected? We were talking a little earlier. You're talking about our police. What else?
Actually, the police and fire departments, they are also included under the county budget, yet they get priority when it comes to funding. And so the main affected departments would be the community action agencies, the community-based organizations that receive county funding, the government jobs that may get cut due to lack of funding.
Okay, so it's not just only about jobs, but these are people that are on the front lines doing outreach into the community, taking care of abused women, children, affects people who are working with the homeless, food banks. What am I missing here?
You're missing the domestic violence. You said a great wide number of agencies that are included in this, and there are millions more, thousands more in this county itself.
Now, the hard decisions here is that it's usually property taxes that are one of the main revenues, right. And so that touches all of us who live and own homes here. And of course, we don't like high taxes, but on the other hand, it seems like when you lose one thing, you lose something else. So why don't you talk to our listeners just exactly what we might be losing there?
Right. So To give a little background information of why we are now in the predicament that we face, with the $400 million deficit in the county funds, 81%, and I'm going to say again, 81% of the funding that the county can use to their discretion comes from property tax. And since 1995, we have the property tax rates have been declining steadily, and so now we have been taking away the main source. The county has been taking away their main source of revenue for so long that now we face a $400 million deficit in our county funds.
And of course, I'm a homeowner, so you know I've also experienced that high tax, and I know many of us felt like it was getting way too high. But then as we start cutting, then maybe there is that magical point where we say, well, maybe enough is enough, and we need to be able to step up. And why do you call it Pennywise, though? Because it sounds like you want $400 million, and yet you call it Pennywise Campaign.
Of course. Well, the name comes from the saying to be Pennywise and Pound Foolish. And so we are calling on the commission to not be penny wise and pound foolish, and to save a penny, yet lose all of these community services, to lose much more in the end. There is a much greater risk that the county would be taking by cutting the $400 million dollars from the budgets. Okay. These community-based organizations.
Okay, so if we have listeners out there and they want to be involved, and you know, we understand that there's two sides to every coin, but if they want to know more about how to maybe help with what you're doing, I know you're doing some petitions, and there is going to be a vote July 20th.
Yes.
Tell our listeners how to go online and how they could maybe find out more and then get involved.
Of course. There is a petition online that if you would like to find out more information or if you want to support us in signing the petition, you can find it at www.ipetitions, that is ipetitions with an S, .com/petition/Pennywise. And also you can reach us at Facebook with Pennywise, one word, PennyWise space campaign. And you can find out more information about how to support us, key dates. Again, you said July 20th. That is a key date. That is the date that the commission votes on the highest tax rate estimate.
Okay, and these petitions go to the commissioners, and we're talking about Miami-Dade County, so that's Carlos Alvarez's office. And you want the commissioners to know that there's some heavy penalties that might be paid if we do these budget cuts.
Yes, but we need your support to...
Okay. Let's
really
give the Facebook
them.
One more time before we sign off on this.
To find us, you can find us at Facebook to search in the search bar Pennywise. Again, that's PennyWise campaign.
I think that's the easiest way for our listeners to go there, find out more. I want to commend both of you, Lucas and Daniel, for your involvement. You're young men, and I know that you could be doing a lot of great things. So thank you, and God bless you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you.
Thank you.